The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
Dublin's Moore Street is one of the city's best-known streets, but these days it's far from one of its best-loved. Over the years, the street once synonymous with old Dublin town has faded away slowly. Now less than 20 traders continue to work there. But could it be revitalised and made into a gem in the crown of our capital city? Well, one man who believes so is Dr. Barry Kendrick, who is the author of Moore Street, the story of Dublin's market district. Barry, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. My goodness, that previous interview really dovetails with the subject of this one.
It does, doesn't it? I was thinking about Moore Street when I was a lad. The place was full of traders. I mean, I don't know how many, 50, 60 traders from Parnell Street all the way up to Henry Street. It's not like that now.
No, I mean, back in the 50s and 60s, you had upwards of 70 traders so tightly packed together that the breadboards that they used to display their wares were pushed against them. They were bruised and battered. It's a far cry from that. So we're down to just 17 traders on the street now.
Yeah. And they operate, you know, proper hygiene standards and so on. So they look very different to what used to be called the Shawleys of old. What do you want to happen? Because there is a big redevelopment. I think they've solved the 1916 problem, the preservation of the buildings. So what is your vision?
Well, I think really the cobbles and the bricks and mortar on their own without the traders mean very, very little. And what I would like to see happen is that really we make use of all of the laneways and nooks and crannies in around Moore Street, to recreate a kind of a Camden Market experience. I think we could do it. If you look at Moore Lane, Henry Place, you've got lots of little lockups and laneways and things that are closed off at the moment, like Samson's Lane, Kane's Court. There's a little laneway that passers-by wouldn't be aware of called Mulligan's Lane, which the traders used to store things in, the flower cellars and so on. All of those could be reopened. And with a little bit of imagination, I mean, you could have far more than fruit and veg being sold there. You could have your craft goods. I mean, you could go down to Camden Market and you buy secondhand books and clothes and all sorts of things. And, you're wondering what's going to be around the next bend, around the next corner. When you go on Google and you look at top 10 things to do in Dublin, Moore Street should be among those.
And yet, with only 17 traders, and then we know that there are African shops and Chinese shops, as well as traditional Irish butcher shops, who, as I discovered when we did programs down there, also serve the Eastern European community with novel cuts of meat and all the rest. I mean, the essence of what might be created in a larger format is already there.
It is. I mean, when I came to research the book, and that's back in 2012 now, 8 years on, very little has happened. But they've slightly relaxed the terms of the Casual Trading Act since then. I mean, back then, traders were limited to just selling, produce like fruit and veg and so on. In recent years, over the last year or two, there were a couple of stalls. There's one left now up near the Henry Street end of Moore Street, selling, I think, T-shirts and so on. But it's not really the integrated experience that I had envisaged. I mean, you know, it needs a little bit more vision than a tokenistic measure, I think.
Tell me, how would all of this fit in with the plans of Hammerson, the UK property group, who are redeveloping the area?
Well, Hammerson are UK-based property groups, so they're currently in 14 countries. I suppose at the moment there's a huge question mark over this because Hammerson lost $1 billion from their property portfolio last year alone. And in 2019, they were supposed to start work on a $1.4 billion redevelopment of a shopping centre in Croydon. So that was all put on hold. So I'm not 100% sure. The Moore Street site previously was in the hands of chartered land, of course. Now it's passed to Hammerson's. I'm not sure that Hammerson will be the guys who will eventually carry out this redevelopment. But I definitely think it needs flipped. It could well be. I mean, especially when we look at the situation we're in now, we may be talking about a different property management company again next year. But I definitely think that it needs more than just private enterprise. It needs public input as well. And the Moore Street Advisory Group, I mean, they're doing Trojan work at the moment. They were set up by the current minister, Joseph Madigan. And what I'm encouraged to see is that it's a mix of people. I mean, now you've got the traders on board. You've got some of the original members of the Save, of the 1916 group. And you've got political interests as well. And that's definitely the way it needs to go. You know, I think if we were to let private enterprise dominate, I think it would be bad. I don't necessarily think that they would have the public interest at heart. Yeah.
But do you really think that, a committee or planners or whatever can kind of create a Camden Market? These things tend to develop organically. Hark back to the old Francis Street secondhand clothes market. Moore Street itself developed organically. You're just wondering, can committees and planners create something as exotic and, you know, attractive as Camden Market?
Well, if you look at what Hammerson have on the books, I mean, what they have done so far, it tends to look a little bit sterile, and I agree. It doesn't have that kind of organic feel that you would want or that we're talking about here. Do we want another shopping centre experience? I mean, it's a considerable improvement over what Chartered Land were offering, which was an enclosed shopping centre complex. But I think if the developer were left to it themselves, obviously there needs to be injection of money into this to make it happen. Okay. It needs to come from somewhere.
All right. Well, Barry, thank you very much for joining us. Dr. Barry Kenrick, who's the author of Moore Street, The Story of Dublin's Market District.